I've awoken from another dream, and in this one it was a yet another tsunami dream, but this one was a little bit different. In this one I was actually in the ocean with a group of friends and a group of other people, and we were swimming in the ocean when the first tsunami came, and we had to swim to shore really, really, really quickly to outrun the tsunami. Which we did. We swam, and as we were swimming, the tsunami came and actually pushed us ashore and pushed us up on top of this sort of, it was like the beach, but it was grassy. It was sandy, but it was also this grassy area, and we got pushed up onto that. And then as we were up there, the beach it changed from grassy to a more typical beach. And as we were walking along the beach, well, we were actually sort of hurrying along the beach, another small tsunami came. And we saw that one coming in the ocean. We thought, oh, well, that's not really going to be much to worry about. It's only a really little one. And it was a really little one while it was out on the ocean. But as it got to the edge of the shore, we realised that this little tsunami turned into something quite powerful and quite unexpected, and when it came up on the shore it got bigger and bigger and bigger in power and completely surprised everybody with its intensity. And we were looking, I remember being with somebody else, and somebody else was looking for a way out, and there was all these like buildings, and there was a doorway to this building in a very expensive suburb, and this person went into this building, and I remember them saying, oh, look, this is the only way out. We're going to have to go through here. And I looked and I thought, really? I don't think that looks like too much of a way out to me. And it was supposed to be in this really expensive neighbourhood. And as they're running through this building, they said, oh, this place in here, it's all full of moths. There's moths everywhere in here. It's just full of moths. And I actually have a terrible moth phobia. In real life, I really do have a really terrible moth phobia. And I just looked at this person and said, there's no way I am going through that building. So I didn't. And I chose to stay away from it. But this person was adamant that they were going to go through it. And then I remember thinking, maybe I have to walk through this in order to get to the other side. I don't know why. I can't remember whether this is in the dream or whether it was something I was thinking of when I woke out of the dream. But I remember this thought was through my mind that if I did have to go through this huge, big, moth-infested, expensive area, that I knew that God would protect me and that he would send his angels, and his angels would wrap this big protective bubble around me, and that I could walk straight through this moth-infested area that would normally frighten the living daylights out of me, and that everything around me, that I could walk straight through all these moths but not be touched by a single one of them. I knew that God would provide his angels around me to repel all the moths around me. So the one thing that came to mind immediately from this thing about expensive suburbs being... The other thing I noticed about this building too was that it was really dilapidated and completely almost, it was unlivable, and it was almost unrecognisable as what used to be an expensive building. And I just, I can't remember the exact scripture and where it is, but there's a scripture that states, oh, there's quite a few scriptures that talk about the expensive things, about the gold and silver being eaten by moths and being destroyed by rust. So I believe that this is another thing stating that there's going to another. I believe it's Jesus warning us again that there will not be safety in expensive. The rich people will not be spared from this coming disaster. So whether this tsunami represents the financial crisis that's deepening and is about to get really deep, and people think we're getting out of it, we're not getting out of this. I don't believe we're getting out of this financial crisis. I believe it's only just started, and it's part of God's judgment. So I believe that this is another thing saying that there will be no protection in riches of this world, and that we don't need to rely on the protection of riches of this world, because they're false, and that the only true protection in this world is the protection through the blood of Jesus Christ and through his death and resurrection and what he has done in order to save every single one of us, because he loves us. So there's probably plenty more in this dream that I need to unlock, but I think that seems to be the pretty obvious message from this particular dream. So stay strong, everybody. Stay faithful. If you haven't already given your life to Jesus Christ and you can hear him calling you now, and the things that have rung true in your life and you've heard the gospel but you haven't responded, I urge you to respond now. Time is running out. Whether Jesus comes back first or whether we get to meet him first doesn't make any difference. Whether he comes back in 2 days or 2 years or 2 millennia, it doesn't matter. What matters is whether you are right with him or not right now, because you don't know how many days you've got left on this planet. I don't know how many days I've got left on this planet either. Jesus does. And what's important is whether you know him and whether he knows you, and whether you're walking with him and whether you love him and whether you trust in him and trust in his sacrifice and the blood that he shed for every single one of us, because he loves us so much. It's unfathomable how much he loves us. So stay strong, seek Jesus, cling to him like you've never done before, and I'll see you all soon. God bless.